To open the word to Mark 14. Mark 14.
Y vamos a leer desde el versículo 3.
We're going to read from verse 3.
Al versículo 9.
To verse 9.
Versículo 3 al 9.
Verse 3 to 9.
Y lo puede leer, hermana, por favor.
I'm going to read this for you. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made?
¿Para qué se ha hecho este desperdicio de perfume?
Why was this waste of the ointment made?
Versículo 5.
Verse 5, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always.
Entonces necesitamos aprovechar la oportunidad de tener a Jesús.
We need to take advantage of the opportunity to have Christ, or
Amen.
Jesus.
Dígale, hermana, por favor.
Verse 8, she hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her.
Okay. Bueno, hermanos, quisiéramos hablar de esta historia muy conocida.
Brethren, we'd like to speak about this very well-known story.
Y yo quisiera pedirle una vez más a cada uno de ustedes.
I'd like to ask all of you once again.
Que la familiaridad con estas escrituras.
That your familiarity with the scriptures.
No le robe la bendición.
Won't rob you of the blessing.
En esta mañana.
This morning.
De escuchar algo que Dios tiene para su vida.
To hear something that God has something for your
Porque
life.
Porque eso ocurre en ocasiones.
Because that does occur sometimes.
Estamos familiarizados tanto con algo.
We are so familiar with some things.
Que a veces pensamos que no podemos encontrar algo nuevo.
We think that we can't get something new out of it.
Algo fresco.
Something fresh.
Para nuestras vidas.
For our lives.
Pero cada vez que leemos las escrituras.
But every time we read the scriptures.
Con la dirección del Espíritu de Dios.
With the direction of the Spirit of
Dios
God.
Dios nos sigue sorprendiendo.
God keeps surprising us.
Y Dios
us.
Nos sigue dando mensaje fresco.
And God continues to give us fresh messages.
Entonces, gracias a Dios por la verdad de Dios.
And so thank God for the truth of the word.
Ahora usted me puede preguntar a mí.
Now you can ask me.
Y con mucho gusto le respondo.
And I will gladly answer you.
Hermano, ¿qué lo lleva a compartir estas escrituras en esta mañana?
¿Cómo?
¿Qué lo lleva? ¿Qué lo haces?
What makes you bring these particular scriptures to us?
Lo que dice el versículo 9.
It's what verse 9 says.
Dice el versículo 9, de cierto os digo que donde quiera que se predique este evangelio.
The scripture in verse 9 says, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world.
En donde quiera que se predique.
Anywhere that it is preached.
En Carmichael.
In Carmichael.
Se va a recordar.
It's going to be remembered.
Lo que esta mujer hizo.
What this woman did.
Amen. Hay algo que hizo esta mujer.
There's something that this woman did.
Que el Señor Jesucristo.
That the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dijo merece que se recuerde. Su testimonio.
This is worthy of being remembered. Her testimony needs to be
Ahora, ¿quién
remembered.
No quisiera vivir de esta manera, hermanos?
Who wouldn't want to live this way?
¿Quién no quisiera tener un testimonio?
Who wouldn't want to have a testimony?
¿Quién no quisiera vivir una vida?
Who wouldn't want to live a life?
Que el Señor diga, merece que recordemos su vida.
That God wouldn't say of us, they're worthy to be
merece
remembered.
Merece que recordemos su forma de caminar con Dios.
They are worthy of being remembered for the way that they walked.
Hay algo, hermanos, que impactó el corazón de Jesús.
There's something about this that really had an impact on Jesus's heart.
Y él dijo, tenemos que recordarlo.
And he said, we have to remember her.
Y lo que queremos expresar en esta mañana
and what
es
we'd like to express this morning is,
es que una ofrenda como esta
is that an offering such as this
no puede ser olvidada.
Cannot be forgotten.
No puede ser olvidada.
It cannot be forgotten.
Un quebrantamiento como este
a heartbreak or a brokenness like this
no puede ser olvidado.
It cannot be forgotten.
Produce un efecto.
It produces an effect.
Dice la palabra de Dios en el versículo 3.
The word of God says in verse 3.
Pero estando él en Betania,
and being in Bethany,
en casa de Simón el leproso,
in the house of Simon the leper,
Le decían el leproso.
They called him the leper.
Porque seguramente tuvo lepra.
Because he used to have leprosy.
Y tener lepra en esos tiempos.
And to have leprosy in those times.
Y en ningún tiempo.
And in any time.
Es una cosa bonita.
Is a beautiful thing.
No es una cosa bonita.
Oh, it's not a beautiful thing.
No era una cosa hermosa.
It wasn't something beautiful.
Tanto, hermanos, que eran estos hombres relegados, apartados.
And so much so that these people were set aside and put away.
Y en una ocasión leí algo interesante sobre estos leprosos.
And at one time I read something very interesting about these lepers.
Que se les ponían una especie de caracolitos o campanitas.
They would wear a necklace of little bells.
Para hacer un sonido.
So they would make a sound.
¿Verdad? Cuando usted oía ese sonido,
when you would hear that sound,
usted sabía que un leproso se acercaba.
You knew that a leper was getting, was approaching.
Y se venía acercando el leproso.
And he was getting closer to you.
Ting, tiling, 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 tiling.
Ting, tiling, tiling, tiling.
Y entonces las personas se apartaban.
And then the people would walk away.
¿De dónde viene ese sonido?
Where is that sound coming from?
Y la gente se apartaba.
And they would just get away.
Y así vivimos muchos de nosotros.
And that's the way a lot of us live.
Con esa lepra.
With that leprosy.
Con esas campanitas.
With those little bells.
Que sonaban cuando caminábamos.
They would ring when we walked.
Y decía, ahí viene el chismoso.
Oh, there comes the gossip.
Y sonaba.
And the bell would
el
ring.
Chismoso.
The gossip.
Ahí viene el mentiroso.
Here comes the liar.
Ahí viene el envidioso.
Here's the jealous one, the
y hacíamos,
one.
Y hacíamos un sonido.
And we made that sound.
Que la gente sabía que nos estábamos acercando.
And people knew that we were approaching.
Pero como este leproso,
but like this leper,
un día tuvimos un contacto con Jesús.
Like this leper, we had contact with Jesus.
Y el Señor le dio la sanidad.
And Jesus healed him.
Quitó su lepra.
He took away the leprosy.
Y le quitó la campana también.
And he took off the bells too.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
En esta mañana,
in this morning,
yo no sé si tenga las palabras exactas.
I don't know if I have all the exact words.
Para provocar, hermanos, un amén en ustedes.
To provoke an amen from you.
Pero quiero dirigirme al menos a una persona que esté aquí.
But I want to at least address one person that's
con una
here.
Sola persona.
Just one person.
Que tenga lepra espiritual en
that
este
has
día.
Spiritual leprosy here
que
today.
Esté en pecado en este
that's
día.
Still in sin today.
Yo quiero decirte que Dios te puede libertar.
I want to tell you that God can free you.
Que Dios te ama.
That God loves you.
Que Dios puede quitarte la campanita.
That God can take away those little bells.
La campanita de la prostitución.
The bell of prostitution.
La campanita del homosexualismo.
The bell of homosexuality.
La campanita de la drogadicción.
The little bell of drug addiction.
Y ahora, hermanos, cuando caminamos.
And now when we walk.
Producimos un sonido diferente.
We produce a different sound.
Nuestra forma de hablar es diferente.
Our way of speaking is different.
Las cosas que cantamos son diferentes.
The things that we sing are different.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
¿Sabe una cosa, hermano?
You know something, saints.
Dicen allá afuera.
They say outside, out there.
Que los artistas.
That the artists.
Que los famosos
the famous ones,
viven de los aplausos.
They live by applause.
Pero los predicadores
but the preachers,
no vivimos de los amenes.
We don't live by the amens.
Si usted dice amén,
if you say amen,
gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Si no dice amén,
if you don't say
gloria
amen,
a Dios.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
He said preach it. Brother Dave said, preach.
Gloria a Dios por los que están mudos ahora.
Glory to God for the ones that are mute right now.
Esta mujer hizo algo, hermano.
This woman did something, saints.
Que nos provoca predicar de ella.
It provokes us to preach about her.
Nos provoca hablar de ella.
It provokes us to speak of her.
Esta mujer tenía un vaso de alabastro.
This woman had an alabaster box.
Que contenía un perfume muy costoso.
That had an ointment of spikenard that was very costly.
Muy, muy costoso.
Very, very costly.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Que algunos de los que estaban ahí.
The word of God says that some of the ones that were there.
Dijeron esto es un desperdicio.
Said that this is just a waste.
Y a ustedes jóvenes en ocasiones les van a decir lo mismo.
And to the young people, people are going to say this to you too.
Joven, es un desperdicio lo que haces.
Young person, what you're doing right now, it's just a waste.
Pudieras estar bailando ahorita.
You could be dancing right now.
En las discotecas.
At the club.
Qué desperdicio.
What a waste.
Qué manera de desperdiciar tu juventud.
What a way to waste your youth.
Tan guapo que estás.
You're so good looking.
Pudieras tener todas las novias
you
que quisieras.
You could have all the girlfriends you wanted.
Todas.
All of them.
Estás desperdiciando tu vida.
You're just wasting your life here.
Con ese cuerpo tan bonito que tienes.
With that beautiful body that you have.
Pudieras estar en una playa exhibiéndote.
You could be on the beach showing it off.
Es un desperdicio, dice.
It's just a waste.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Oh, glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
No hay mejor manera que invertir nuestro tiempo.
There is no better way to invest our time.
Invertir nuestras fuerzas.
Invest our energy.
Invertir nuestros talentos.
Invest our talents.
Invertir nuestros dones.
Invest our gifts.
Invertir todo lo que somos.
Invest everything that we are.
En esa acción.
In those actions.
Que nuestro hermano compartía.
That the brother was telling us about, talking to us about.
Postrándolos.
Bowing down.
Poniéndolos.
Placing ourselves.
A los pies de Jesús.
At the feet of Jesus.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Oh, glory to God.
Esta mujer tenía este vaso de alabastro.
This woman had this alabaster box.
En sí, el vaso ya era caro.
The box itself was costly and expensive.
Era caro porque no se producían en Palestina.
It was expensive because it was not produced in Palestine.
Pero los traían de Oriente.
They would bring it from the Orient.
Y eso, el material para hacerlo.
The material to make these boxes.
El proceso para hacerlo.
The process to
era costoso.
Was expensive.
Era costoso.
It was costly.
Traerlos a Palestina.
To bring it from to Palestine.
Era costoso.
It was expensive and costly.
Pero esto, este vaso, hermano.
But this box.
No, la intención no era que fuera un vaso, un recipiente solo para adornar.
The purpose of the box was not just to be an ornament or a display.
Hay algunos de nosotros que nos miramos muy lindos.
There's a few of us that are very beautiful to look at.
Muy lindos.
You're very pretty, very attractive.
Pero no hay mucho uso en estar lindo.
But there's not a lot of use in being attractive.
El beneficio viene cuando ese vaso es quebrantado, hermano.
The benefit comes when that alabaster box is broken.
Esta mujer quitó el sello.
She removed this woman removed the seal from the box.
Y ella dijo, no importa lo que cueste.
She said it does not matter at all what it costs.
Porque aquel que está enfrente de mí.
Because the one that's standing before me.
Es más precioso.
Is more precious.
Es más valioso.
Is more valuable.
Acuérdese, hermano, es más grande.
He's bigger.
Que todo lo que yo posea.
Than anything that I have.
Según, hermanos, la escritura.
According to the scripture,
este perfume,
this perfume
podía venderse por más de 300 denarios.
It could be sold for more than 300 pence.
Y no lo tiene que buscar, pero en Mateo 22,
you don't have to look it up, but in Matthew 22,
nos habla que el salario de una persona,
it speaks about the salary for one person,
por un día era un denario.
For a day was just one pence.
Entonces esta mujer pagó más de 300 denarios.
So this woman paid more than 300 pence.
Por más de 300 salarios diarios.
More than 300 daily salaries.
Era algo grande, hermano.
It was big. It was really big.
Era algo valioso.
It was something very valuable.
Pero cuando ella miró a Jesús,
but when she saw Jesus,
en ese momento,
in that moment,
dijo, voy a quebrantarlo.
She said, I'm going to break this box.
Voy a quebrantarlo.
I'm going to break it.
No le voy a dar gotas.
I'm not going to give him little drops.
No le voy a dar gotas.
I'm not going to give him drops.
No le voy a dar gotas de mi tiempo.
I'm not give him drops of my time.
Lo voy a quebrantar.
I'm going to break it.
Y lo voy a rociar.
And I'm going to pour it over him. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'll let you do that, brother.
Lo quebrantó.
She broke it.
Lo quebrantó para que la esencia, hermano.
She broke it so that the essence of it.
Para que todo lo que estaba dentro.
So that everything that was inside.
Pudiera salir.
Could come out.
Pudiera salir con libertad.
It could come out with liberty.
Oh, qué días tan difíciles vivimos.
Oh, what difficult days we live in.
Porque la gente está dándole a Dios con gotas.
Because the people are giving God just little drops.
¿Verdad? Gotitas.
Just little tiny droplets.
Gotitas. Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
En el Salmo 51:17.
In Psalm.
Anote las escrituras.
51. Sorry, brother. What was it? 51:17.
17. 50, y le digo anótelas.
Please write them down.
Porque no quiero tomar mucho tiempo en esta mañana.
I don't want to take a lot of time this morning.
No se necesita mucho tiempo para lo que quiero decir.
I don't need a lot of time to say.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Que los sacrificios de Dios.
The sacrifices of God.
Son el espíritu quebrantado.
Are the broken and a contrite spirit.
Al corazón que está contrito.
A heart that is contrite.
Y humillado.
And humbled.
Dios no lo desprecia.
God will not despise.
Y esta mujer sabía algo.
And this woman knew something.
Esta mujer no entró a esa casa.
This woman didn't walk into that house.
Como la diva.
Like she was a diva.
¿Verdad? Como si fuera dueña del lugar.
Like if she owned the place.
No venimos a la casa de Dios.
We don't come to the house of God.
Como si fuéramos dueños del lugar.
Like if we own this.
¿Verdad? No caminamos como si fuéramos aquí.
We don't walk in
los
strutting.
Personajes.
We're an important person.
Entramos por esa puerta.
We enter through those doors.
Quebrantados.
Broken.
Quebrantados.
Broken.
Porque queremos que Dios reciba.
Because we want God to receive.
Nuestra alabanza.
Our praise.
Nuestros amenes.
Our amens.
Nuestros gloria a Dios.
Our glory to God, our praise.
Nuestros
God.
Cantos.
Our songs.
Pero tenemos que venir a decir, Señor, yo me quebranto.
We need to come before God and say, Lord,
me humillo delante de ti.
I humble myself before you.
Hermanos, algunos hasta como se sientan.
Saints, some of the ways some people sit.
Parecen que son los reyes.
They act like they're kings.
¿Verdad, hermano?
Right, brother?
No sé, está usted predicando y
The brother's preaching and they're sitting like that.
¿Qué te crees?
What do you think about yourself?
No digo que está mal sentarse así.
I'm not saying it's wrong to sit with your arm on the bench.
Exactamente.
It's the attitude.
Esa actitud de rey.
That attitude of being a king.
Esa actitud de todo me pertenece.
That attitude of entitlement, everything belongs to me.
Esa actitud de si yo no estoy aquí.
That attitude of, well, if I'm not there.
Todo se viene abajo.
Everything goes down.
Todo se viene abajo.
Everything's.
Esta mujer no entró así ahí.
Down. This woman didn't enter this way.
Esta mujer entró y dijo.
This woman walked in and she broke the box.
Un corazón quebrantado.
A broken heart.
Hay dos cosas que se necesitan para tener esta experiencia.
There are two things that are necessary to have this experience.
La primera es.
The first is.
Reconocer.
Recognize.
Quién está frente a ti.
Who is in front of you.
Quién está frente a ti.
Who is in front of you.
¿Verdad? Esta mujer miró y dijo, yo sé quién es él.
This woman looked and she said, I know who this is.
Porque unos días antes.
Because a few days before.
En esa misma ciudad.
In that same city.
Lázaro había sido resucitado.
Lazarus had been resurrected.
Y ella dijo.
And she said.
Él.
He.
Él es grande.
He's big. He's great.
Él es glorioso.
He's glorious.
Él es magnífico.
He's magnificent.
Y otra cosa que tú necesitas.
And the other thing that you need.
Para tener un quebrantamiento.
To have a broken heart or spirit.
Es que te duela algo.
And that something hurts you.
Algo te tiene que doler.
Something has to hurt you.
Cuando tus hijos te duelen.
When your children hurt you.
Tú te quebrantas.
It breaks you.
Y tú dices, Señor,
and you say, Lord,
te ruego,
I beg you,
te pido,
I ask you,
te suplico,
I beg you,
por favor,
please.
Cuando nos duele nuestra congregación,
when our congregation hurts us,
cuando nos duele la iglesia,
when the church pains us or hurts
cuando
us,
nos duelen las situaciones,
when conditions cause us grief,
no las criticamos,
we don't criticize them.
Hacemos algo.
We do something about
tenemos
it.
Tenemos un quebrantamiento.
We have a brokenness.
Esperando que Dios reciba.
Asking, expecting that God will receive it.
Y que se manifieste.
And that he will manifest himself.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Que la palabra es como un martillo.
The word of God says that the word is like a hammer.
Que quebranta la roca.
That breaks the rock.
¿Qué roca?
What rock?
La roca de los corazones.
The
hay corazones
rock,
duros.
Stony hearts or rocks that are hearts.
¿Usted sabe cómo es un corazón duro?
Do you know how, what a hard heart is like?
¿Quiere ver uno?
Do you want to see one?
¿Me permites un corazón duro?
Can I have a broken heart or a hard heart?
Mire, hermano. Gracias.
That is a hard heart.
Mire, hermano.
Look, saints, at this hard heart.
Está pesado. Este es un corazón de piedra.
This is a heart of stone.
Y dice la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God says.
En ocasiones Dios compara su palabra como la miel.
In some places God likens his word to honey.
Porque hay personas que necesitan una porción.
Because there are some people that need a portion.
Como gotas de miel.
Like drops of honey.
Porque hay personas con mucha amargura.
Because there are some people with a lot of bitterness.
Hay personas con mucho dolor.
There are people with a lot of pain.
Y Dios manda su palabra como la miel.
And God sends his word like
pero si
honey.
Usted le pone miel a esto.
But if you put honey on this.
No lo va a sentir.
It's not going to feel it.
Usted necesita algo más fuerte.
You need something stronger.
Hay personas que vienen con un corazón.
There are people who come with a heart.
Y se sientan aquí con un corazón duro.
And they sit down with this heart of stone, this hard heart.
Y es difícil llegar ahí.
And it's hard to reach them.
Hay mensajes.
Messages.
Mensajes tras mensajes.
Message after message.
Muchos mensajes.
Many messages.
Y no llegas.
And you don't get it.
No llegas.
You don't understand it. Oh, they don't arrive.
Reach. No llegas hasta la profundidad.
You don't reach the depths
de ese corazón.
Of that heart.
Porque hay capas.
Because there's layers.
Y capas.
And layers.
De dureza.
Of hardness.
Y tenemos que tener cuidado, hermano.
And we have to be careful, saints.
Tenemos que tener cuidado.
We have to be careful.
De no llegar a tener un corazón como este.
To not end up with a heart of stone like this.
Porque Dios levanta su martillo.
Because God lifts the hammer.
Porque
his hammer.
Te ama.
Because he loves you.
Y dice, duro.
Hard.
Y lo pone más duro.
And he hits harder.
No te ofendas.
Don't be offended.
Dios quiere llegar ahí.
God wants to reach that place.
Pero tiene que quitar todos estos capas.
But he has to remove all those layers.
Hasta que se quebrantes.
Until you're broken.
Hasta que te quebrantes.
Until you are broken.
Hasta que vengas al altar quebrantado y humillado.
Until you come to the altar broken and humbled.
Mire, ya se está rompiendo, hermano.
It's already breaking.
Porque este martillo.
Because this hammer.
De la palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
Puede llegar a lo más profundo de tu ser.
Can reach the depths of your being.
Necesitamos.
We need it.
Los martillazos de Dios.
We need those hammer blows from God.
Hay algunos que ya han perdido la sensibilidad, hermano.
There are some who have lost their sensibilities.
Ya no sienten nada.
They don't feel anything.
Nada.
Nothing.
Son solo espectadores.
They're just spectators.
Y algunos salen gozosos.
And some come out just joyful.
Algunos quieren brincar,
some
gloria
want
a Dios.
To jump. Praise God.
Pero ellos están así.
But they're just sitting there.
¿Qué está pasando? ¿Qué está pasando?
What's happening?
¿De qué me perdí?
Oh, what did I miss?
La presencia de Dios.
The presence of God.
Te estás perdiendo la presencia
You're
de Dios.
Missing out on the presence of God.
Te estás perdiendo la manifestación del Espíritu de Dios.
You're missing out on the manifestation of the Spirit of God.
Porque tu corazón está lleno.
Because your heart is full
de dureza.
Of hardness.
Y yo sé que hay alguien aquí.
And I know there's somebody here.
Que necesita ser salvo.
That needs to be saved.
Y yo quisiera concentrarme en tu vida en este día.
And I would like to focus on your life right now.
¿Por qué no vienes a Dios?
Why don't you come to God?
Probablemente has pasado muchas cosas en tu vida.
Probably you've been through a lot of things in your life already.
Que te han endurecido de esa forma.
That have hardened you in that way.
Y has parado de creer.
And you don't even believe anymore.
Has parado de amar.
You don't love anymore.
Pero yo te aseguro a ti
But I can assure you
que si tú vienes a Dios en esta mañana
that if you come to God this morning
y te quebrantas
and you're broken
te quebrantas delante de Él
and you are broken before Him
oh, Él te puede dar la paz
oh, He can give you peace
la felicidad
happiness
que tu corazón tanto necesita
that your heart so desperately needs
probablemente has rondado
You've probably gone around in circles.
Por años la iglesia.
You've probably been around the church for many, many years.
Por años.
Years.
Has estado en reuniones.
You've been to meetings.
Y quizás te has convertido en una visita eterna.
And perhaps you've gotten saved in a...
No. Probablemente te has convertido en una visita eterna.
Oh, you've become an eternal visitor.
¿Verdad, hermano? ¿Usted sabe cuáles son las visitas eternas? ¿Qué es una visita?
What is a visitor?
Una persona que no está comprometida con esto.
Somebody who's not committed to this.
Viene.
They come.
No tiene un compromiso con nada.
They're not committed to any of it.
¿Verdad? Pero después vienen.
But they come.
Se entregan a Dios.
They come and they give their heart to God. They,
y empiezan a participar.
And then they start to participate.
¿Verdad? Pero hay personas.
But there are people.
Que han rondado la iglesia
that have been around the church
por años
for years,
y todavía no se han quebrantado
and they're still not broken.
Y todavía no se han comprometido
and they still haven't committed.
Los tratamos como visitas
we treat them like visitors.
Pero esta mujer
But this woman
dijo
said,
tengo que romperme
I have to be broken
para que salga la esencia.
So that the essence will flow out.
Y dice la palabra de Dios en Juan 12.
And the Bible says in John 12.
Vamos a leerlo.
We're going to read it.
Y recuerde ahora.
And remember now.
Yo le estoy predicando a esa persona.
I'm preaching to that person.
Que necesita salvación.
That needs salvation.
Que necesita tener un cambio en este día.
That needs to have a change today.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Juan 12, 1.
John 12, 1.
Sí.
1.
¿Lo puede leer, hermana?
Sí. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead.
¿Este era un Lázaro?
This was Lazarus.
Que estaba muerto.
He was dead.
Pero ahora estaba vivo.
But now he was alive.
¿Por qué, hermano?
Why?
Porque tuvo contacto con Jesús.
Because he had contact with
Jesus.
Y usted
ya sabe.
And you already know.
Cuando usted tiene contacto con Jesús.
When you come in contact with Jesus.
Usted no va a ser el mismo jamás.
You are never going to be the same.
Si usted tenía lepra.
If you had leprosy.
Como Simón el leproso.
Like Simon the leper.
Se va la lepra.
The leprosy leaves, goes.
Si usted estaba muerto.
If you were dead.
Como Lázaro.
Like Lazarus.
Ahora tiene vida.
Now you have life.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Versículo 2.
Verse 2. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him.
El tres.
Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
La casa se llenó, hermano.
The house was filled.
Usted, se llenó del olor del perfume.
Was filled with the odor of the ointment.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Oh, glory to God.
Gracias a Dios.
Thank God.
Que la acción de esta mujer,
that the actions of this woman,
cambió el ambiente, hermano.
Changed the atmosphere.
Cambió el ambiente totalmente.
Changed the ambiance completely.
Ya no se olía lo mismo.
It didn't smell the same anymore.
Amen. Usted entraba a esa casa.
You would enter into that house.
Antes de que esta mujer hiciera esto.
Before she did this.
Y había diferentes olores.
And there were different smells.
Si hicieron de comer cordero.
If they cooked some lamb.
Pues hermano, había un olor a cordero impregnado ahí.
So then there was this really strong odor of lamb in the house.
Pero cuando esta mujer.
But when this woman.
Hizo ese quebrantamiento.
And she did that breaking.
Y lo derramó sobre Jesús.
And she poured it over Jesus.
La casa, hermano.
The house.
Empezó a oler diferente.
Started to smell differently.
Empezó a sentirse una fragancia diferente.
You began to experience a different fragrance.
Empezó a sentirse un ambiente distinto.
You could feel a very different ambiance.
Qué hermoso es el ambiente, hermano.
How beautiful is the ambiance.
Donde hay personas que se han quebrantado delante de Dios.
Where there are people that are broken before God.
Los servicios son diferentes.
The services are different.
Los cantos se escuchan diferentes.
You hear the songs differently.
Los testimonios son diferentes.
The testimonies are different.
Porque toda la casa.
Because the whole house.
Se llena de la fragancia.
Is filled with the fragrance.
De una persona que ha sido quebrantada delante de Dios.
Of that person that has been broken before God.
Se siente diferente.
It feels different.
Es como así, mire. ¿Verdad, hermano? ¿Cómo huele? Diga que
asked him
bien,
how it hermano. Smelled. He said different.
Todo se empezó a sentir.
All began to smell like that.
Mis malos olores.
All my bad smells.
Se fueron.
They left.
Se fueron.
Strong.
Tus malos olores.
Your bad smells.
Se fueron.
He's walking in.
Totalmente.
Huele bien. Huele bien.
Antes olíamos mal, hermano.
We used to smell bad before, saints.
¿Quiere que le dé un ejemplo de esto?
Do you want me to give you an example of this?
Juan 11:38.
John 11:38.
Oh, la casa empezó a oler distinto.
The house began to smell different.
¿Por qué huele tan rico aquí?
Because it's, why does it smell so good in here?
¿Eres tú?
Oh, is it you?
¿Eres tú?
Oh, is it you?
No, es esta mujer.
No, it's this woman.
Que se ha quebrantado.
That's broken.
Y ha derramado su fragancia.
And she has poured out her fragrance.
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Oh, glory to God.
¿Usted entiende lo que estoy hablando ahora?
Do you understand what I am speaking about right now?
Juan 12:3, hermano. 30, Juan
11:38.
Sí, Juan 11:38, por favor.
John 11:38. Jesus, ¿qué? Therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone.
Quita la piedra.
Take you away the stone.
Hagan algo.
Do something.
¿Qué sigue diciendo, hermano?
Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.
Tiene 4 días muerto.
He has 4 days dead.
Ya huele mal.
It smells bad now.
No huele bien.
It doesn't smell good.
Tiene olor a muerte.
It has the smell of death.
Y antes,
and before,
nosotros vivíamos en delitos y pecados.
We used to live in
pecados.
In sin.
Y la palabra de Dios dice que estábamos muertos.
And the Bible says that we were dead.
Teníamos olor a muerte.
We had the smell of death.
Pero gracias a Dios.
But thank God.
Que esa apestilencia.
That pestilence.
No le hizo a Jesús decir.
Didn't make Jesus go.
A ti te voy a referir a los alcohólicos anónimos.
I'm going to send you over to Alcoholics Al-Anon.
A ti te voy a referir a los neuróticos anónimos.
I'm going to send you over here to this
neuróticos.
Neuróticos.
I'm going to send you over to a 12-step program.
Pero Jesús dijo no.
But Jesus said no.
Esa peste no me afecta.
That stench does not bother me.
¿Y qué hizo Jesús?
And what did Jesus do?
Sígalo leyendo, hermano.
Verse 40, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?
No te he dicho que si crees,
haven't I said if thou wouldest believe,
vas a sentir esta fragancia,
you're going to feel this fragrance,
este olor grato,
this beautiful smell,
que produce mi presencia,
that produces my presence.
Siga leyendo, hermana.
Verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Le dijo, Lázaro, sal fuera.
Lazarus, come forth.
Y qué bueno que dijo Lázaro, hermano.
And how good it was that he said Lazarus.
Porque si nomás hubiera dicho ven fuera,
it says if he had just said come forth,
hermano, todos los muertos ahí hubieran salido.
All of the dead would have come out of there.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
¿Verdad?
Right?
Porque Dios tiene tanto poder,
because God has that much power,
para resucitar a Lázaro,
to resurrect Lazarus,
para resucitar aquel,
and to resurrect that one and that one and that one.
Por eso dijo Jesús, mejor voy a ser específico.
So Jesus said, I'm going to be really specific.
Lázaro, sal fuera.
Lazarus, come forth.
Y Lázaro abrió los ojos. ¡Pum!
And Lazarus opened his eyes.
Y salió, hermanos.
And he came out.
Salió de su tumba.
He came out of his tomb.
¿Y sabe una cosa?
And you know something?
Ya no olía a muerto.
He didn't smell like death anymore.
Porque ya estaba vivo.
Because he was alive now.
Hermano, ¿usted huele a muerto o huele a vivo?
Do you smell like death or do you smell alive?
¿Tiene un gozo vivo?
Do you have a lively joy?
¿Tiene una paz viva?
A living joy?
¿Tiene una determinación viva?
A living determination?
¿Su ánimo está vivo?
Your enthusiasm is alive?
¿Cómo está en este día?
How are you this day?
Hermanos, que yo he pasado tanto.
Oh, brethren, I've just been through so much.
Es tan difícil.
It's so hard.
Ser cristiano.
To be a Christian.
Las pruebas.
The trials.
Las luchas.
The battles.
Las dificultades.
The difficulties. Oh, it stinks.
Estás empezando a oler a muerto.
You're starting to smell like death.
Hermano, ¿qué necesito?
Brother, what do I need?
Un quebrantamiento.
You need a brokenness.
Y decir, Señor,
and say, Lord,
yo ya no puedo más.
I can't do this anymore.
Necesito de ti.
I need from you.
Sea honesto con Dios.
Be honest with God.
De toda manera, Dios te conoce.
Because God knows you anyway.
Dios sabe que si sigues así,
God knows that if you keep on that way,
probablemente,
most likely, probably,
no vas a estar para el próximo fellowship meeting.
You're not going to be here the next fellowship meeting.
Si sigues así.
If you keep on that path.
Pero si tienes un quebrantamiento.
But if you have a breaking.
En este día.
Today.
El Señor puede venir a ti con su fragancia.
The Lord can come to you with his fragrance.
Y llenar tu vida.
And fill your life.
Y envolver tu mente.
And fill your mind.
Envolver tu corazón.
And involve your heart.
Como aquel día cuando te convertiste a Cristo.
Like the same way you did when you were saved.
¿Tú recuerdas cuando te convertiste al Señor?
Do you remember the day you got saved?
Yo me recuerdo.
I remember.
Yo me recuerdo.
I remember.
Que todo lo que quería hacer.
That all I wanted to do.
Era leer la Biblia.
Is read the Bible.
Todo lo que quería hacer era saber más.
I just wanted to know more.
Quiero saber más.
I want to know more.
Para vivirlo.
To live it.
Iba a la escuela.
I would go to school.
Y a la maestra le decía.
And to the teacher, I would say.
¿Usted sabe que Dios la ama?
Do you know that Jesus, God loves you?
¿Usted sabe que Dios puede transformarla?
Do you know that God can transform you?
Y a los jóvenes en la escuela.
And to the young people around me in the school.
Les testificaba de Cristo.
I would testify to them of Christ.
Porque algo había pasado en mi corazón.
Because something had happened in my heart.
Había tenido un contacto.
I had come in contact.
Con el Cristo verdadero.
With the true Christ.
Y empecé a oler diferente.
And I started smelling different.
Ya no huelo a mentira.
I don't smell like lying anymore.
Ya no huelo a rencor.
I don't smell like rancor anymore.
Ya no huelo a maldiciones.
I don't smell like swearing or cursing anymore.
Porque he salido de la tumba.
Because I've come out of the tomb.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Daniel 3.
Daniel 3.
Y este es un mensaje muy práctico en esta mañana.
This is a very practical message this morning.
Daniel 3.
Daniel 3.
Y vamos a leer.
We're going to read
el versículo 17.
Verse 17.
¿Lo tiene, hermano?
Sí. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
Y en el 26.
And verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. 27. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them.
No tenía ni olor a fuego, hermano.
The smell of fire had not passed on them.
En medio de la prueba.
In the middle of the trial.
En medio de la adversidad.
In the middle of adversity.
Ellos conservaron su fragancia.
They conserved that fragrance.
Y salieron de ese lugar.
And they came out of that place.
¿Usted ha estado en contacto con el fuego?
Have you ever come in contact
con el humo,
with a fire or
con
smoke?
Una fogata?
With a campfire or a
bonfire. ¿Cómo termina su ropa?
What is your clothes like afterwards?
Fuerte.
It's strong.
Es un olor que penetra.
It's an odor that penetrates.
Que se queda ahí.
It stays there.
Usted hubiera pensado.
You would have thought.
Que cuando estos jóvenes salieron.
When these young people came out.
Iban a oler mal.
They were going to smell bad.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Pero había alguien en el fuego con ellos.
There was someone in the fire with them.
Hermanos que los abrazó con su fragancia.
That embraced them with his fragrance.
Yo aprecio tanto.
I appreciate so much.
A estos hermanos.
These brethren.
Que pasan por tantas pruebas.
That go through so many trials.
Y adversidades.
And adversities.
Pero no pierden su gozo.
But they don't lose their joy.
No pierden su paz.
They don't lose their peace.
Usted los sigue escuchando.
You keep listening.
Determinados.
They're determined.
Fieles.
Faithful.
En su lugar.
In their place.
Ahí todo el tiempo.
There all the time.
Porque han sido llenados con la fragancia.
Because they're filled with the fragrance.
Qué hermoso es, hermano.
How beautiful is that?
Y cuán necesario es.
And how necessary is it?
Que nuestra casa se llene de esta fragancia.
That our home will be filled with this fragrance.
Usted es una casa.
You are a house.
Espiritual.
Spiritual house.
Su casa debe oler bien.
Your house should smell good.
Su experiencia debe oler bien.
Your experience should smell good.
¿Usted recuerda a Nadab y Abiú?
¿A quién?
Nadab y Abiú, hijos de Aarón.
Do you remember two sons of Aaron?
¿Se recuerda de esos dos jóvenes?
Do you remember those two young people?
Que pusieron un fuego extraño.
That they made a strange fire.
Que agarraron algunas especias aquí.
They gathered up some spices.
Y Dios dijo, así no lo quiero.
And God said, I don't want it like that.
Pero ellos dijeron, no importa.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They said it doesn't matter.
Es más fácil.
It's easier.
Y empezaron a poner todo ahí.
And they started mixing it all up.
Le prendieron fuego.
They lit it on fire.
Y el fuego subió.
And the smoke rose.
Y el humo subió.
Oh, the fire rose and so did the smoke.
Y llegó a la presencia de Dios.
And it reached the presence of God.
Y dijo,
and God said,
esto no es lo que yo les mandé.
This is not what I said.
Al instante cayeron muertos.
And they fell down dead immediately.
Dios no acepta cualquier olor, hermano.
God does not accept any odor.
Dios no acepta cualquier olor.
God does not accept just any odor.
Pero tú vas a producir un olor grato.
But you're going to produce a
grato. Buen olor.
A good smell.
Cuando tú te quebrantas.
When you're broken.
Cuando tú te humillas.
When you humble yourself.
¿Por qué no te humillas en esta mañana?
Why don't you humble yourself this morning?
¿Por qué no vienes a Dios en esta mañana?
Why don't you come to God this morning?
Y le dices, Señor, entra a mi corazón.
And say, God, come into my heart.
Necesito que me transformes.
I need you to transform me.
Que me des la paz.
That you give me peace.
Que mi alma necesita.
That my soul needs.
Si tú eres un joven.
If you're a young person.
Y no tienes a Cristo en tu corazón.
And you don't have Christ in your heart.
Y has estado alrededor de la iglesia por un tiempo.
And you've been around the church for a while.
Y has aprendido el lenguaje.
And you've learned how to speak.
Acá arriba.
Up here.
Pero no está en tu corazón.
But it's not in your heart.
¿Por qué no vienes a Dios en este día?
Why don't you come to Christ today?
Y le dice, yo quiero tener la experiencia de esa mujer.
I want to have the experience that that woman had.
Porque cuando tú lo hagas,
because when you do that,
cada lugar que pases,
every place you pass,
vas a dejar una huella.
You're going to leave a waymark.
La gente te va a recordar.
People are going to remember you.
Y van a decir, ¿te acuerdas de aquel joven?
Do you remember that young person?
Nunca lo miramos maldecir.
We never heard him say a curse word.
Nunca lo miramos hacer algo incorrecto.
We never saw him do anything wrong.
¿Sabes qué hiciste?
Do you know what you did?
Dejaste tu fragancia.
You left your fragrance.
En esa habitación.
In that place.
En ese lugar.
In that place.
¿Por qué no vienes a Dios en esta mañana?
Why don't you come to God this
morning?
Y
le dice, Señor, entra a mi vida.
And ask God to come into your life.
Yo quiero que cambies el olor de mi vida.
I want you to change the smell of my life.
Y que me llenes de tu presencia.
And that you will fill me with your presence.
Recuerde esto, hermano, si usted ya es salvo.
Remember this if you are saved, saints.
Y aprendamos de esta mujer esta lección.
And let's learn of this woman this lesson.
Y con esto terminamos.
And with this we're going to finish.
Dios no está buscando sus gotas.
God is not looking for your little drops.
Y lo vamos a volver a repetir.
And we're going to say it again.
Dios no es un mendigo.
God is not a beggar.
¿Te entiende eso?
Do you understand that?
Dios no está aquí en los servicios.
God's not here in the services.
Sentado en un rincón.
Sitting in a corner.
Así.
With this hand out.
Así.
Like this.
Cuando alguien dice amén por allá.
When somebody says amen, glory to God.
Una vez.
One time.
Él no va así como.
He doesn't come running to catch it.
Oh, finalmente dijo algo.
Oh, finally they said something.
Él no está así.
He's not like this.
Dame, esperando tus obras.
Waiting for your leftovers.
Lo que te quedó.
What's left over, what you have left to give. Begging. God's not like that.
Lo único que él va a recibir.
The only thing that God is going to receive.
Es tu corazón quebrantado.
Is your broken heart.
Cuando dices, Señor, te voy a dar todo.
When you say, God, I'm going to give you everything.
Todo.
Everything.
Todo mi tiempo.
All of my time.
Todas mis energías.
All my energies.
Toda mi fuerza.
All my strength.
Todo mi amor.
All my love.
Aquí está.
Here it is. Puff.
Para ti.
For you.
Para ti.
For you.
Pero vivimos días.
But we live in days.
En los cuales las personas quieren.
And when people want to.
Que la gente quiere que les aplaudamos.
People want to receive applause.
Porque vienen a los servicios.
Because they showed up at church.
La gente está buscando. Hermano, mucho reconocimiento.
People are looking for a lot of recognition.
¿Verdad?
Right?
Esta mujer no pensó en nada.
This woman didn't think about any of that.
Y dijo, Señor.
She said, Lord.
Todo es para ti.
All is for you.
Todo.
All of it.
Lo derramó todo.
She poured it all.
¿Verdad? No dijo, oops, me voy a quedar con un poco.
Oh, she didn't say, oh, wait, I'm going to keep a little bit.
No, ella dijo todo.
She just poured it all out.
Todo. Todo es para ti.
All is for you.
Por eso.
That's why.
Merece recordarse.
That's why she's worthy to be remembered.
Merece que la recordemos.
She is worthy to be remembered.
La pregunta es, ¿cómo vas a ser tú recordado?
The question is, how will you be remembered?
¿Cómo te vamos a recordar?
How are we going to remember you?
¿Quieres ser recordado como esta mujer?
Do you want to be remembered like this woman?
Necesitas un quebrantamiento.
You need to be broken.
En este día.
Today.
Y decir, Señor.
And say, Lord.
He estado mucho tiempo.
I've been here a long time.
Solo sobreviviendo.
Just surviving.
Sobreviviendo.
Surviving.
Oh, sobreviviendo.
Just surviving.
Nada más.
That's it.
Pero ya quiero algo sólido.
But I want something solid.
Algo sólido.
Something solid.
¿Cómo lo vas a obtener?
How are you going to get that?
Quebrantándote en este día.
Being broken today.
Quebrántate delante de Dios.
Be broken before God.
Y vas a recibir de él lo que tú necesitas.
And you will receive from him what you need.
Amén. Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.